Hey everyone, this is John.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is the Pokemon show for the month, take two,
because yes, the dog.
Second effort. Yep, the dog ruined our first recording, and not in the way that he normally ruins our recordings with his non-stop barking, but he unplugged the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how he did it, but he managed to do it, and we lost about a half hour of recording.
Yeah. And so now we're going to be reliving this, I guess.
Although
in half an hour we only made it through like what 10, so we, 10 of the 30-ish.
Yeah, but you know we made some good progress. Wes wasn't able to join us for the second take, so I think we might be able to do this a little bit quicker. But mm-hmm. we're not going to be able to do it quicker if we don't get right to it. So
yep.
I had a few things I wanted to say about bug types in general before we got going.
Sure.
It's a type that's often encountered early. You know, when you start a new game of any generation, typically get your normal type, your flying type, and your bug type. They're all available pretty early. And they often do have some glaring weaknesses in their stats. They're generally pretty specialized in certain things, and you're not going to like run into a bug Pokemon that has, across the board, really amazing stats. There's always some sort of weakness to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also interesting because their strengths and weaknesses just based on their type alignments has shifted from generation to generation. So in the first generation, bug moves were super effective on grass, poison, and psychic Pokemon. Not very effective on fighting, fire, flying, and ghost Pokemon.
Hmm.
Bug Pokemon were weak to fire, flying, rock, and poison Pokemon. So poison and bug were super effective on each other. And then bug Pokemon were resistant against fighting, grass, and ground Pokemon. And that shifted in the second generation. Bug moves just became super effective on grass, psychic, and dark, so it shifted from poison to dark.
Mm-hmm.
Then bug moves became non-effective on fire, flying, fighting, ghost, poison, and steel.
Yeah, that's a ton.
It's six types that it's ineffective on, which is, I think, the biggest drawback of the type is there's a bunch of things that are resistant to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, bug Pokemon became weak to fire, flying, and rock, so it lost a weakness, which is pretty good.
Well, there aren't that many that are just pure bug and are clearly designed to be played as nothing but bug.
Right.
They all seem to come with some other complementary
type. Yeah, and it's a really good complementary type, so if you can find a type that goes along with it and like the stats also complement that particular type, there's one or two Pokemon in particular that I'm thinking of.
Hmm.
Bug is really good to have as a secondary type because it gives you that counter to two really powerful types in psychic and dark.
Yep.
And I think the most common type combos are, of course, flying and poison. And there's a few steals
by
in there as well.
By my count, 9 total bug flying.
Wow,
that's a ton.
And you don't often think this type combination, this type weakness, that makes it double weak to rock.
Yeah.
And actually going through the battle tower of X and Y. What's it called?
The Maison?
Yeah, the Maison. I've exploited that quite a bit because I'm going through there with my Ampharos and he's cleaning up pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of Pokemon being thrown out there, the combination of Bug Flying. It's like, well, Power Gem, now you're dead.
Yep.
So it is very possible to build a diverse team with Bug Pokemon. It's almost guaranteed that you're going to be stuck with a Flying or a Poison or a Steel. Steel's a really good type to mix with Bug because it gives it a lot of resistances, which counters that, you know, six type weakness that it has.
Mm-hmm.
Six type ineffectiveness, I guess. It's only weak to flying, fire, and rock. And then the steel type in there makes it double weak to fire, but no other weaknesses at all.
Which it can handle, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Considering not only are there a handful of them, there's actually quite a few bug steel, but they are awesome. Kind of all around. It's hard to find a weak spot in them.
Yeah, really solid Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So. Oh, and some of the best things that you can do with the more powerful bug Pokemon is that a lot of times they're able to learn moves through TMs that counter their weaknesses. So you can teach, for example, I haven't looked at Bulbapedia in the past couple hours, so I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure you could teach Earthquake to a Skizzer, which would counter its only weakness. So there's 32 bugs that we're going to rank Gens 1 through 5. There's only one legendary bug type, which is Genesect, who's a Pokemon I've used. And he's okay, but
I actually don't have one, so can't really comment on it. But
it's all right.
Again, it's a bug steel.
Yeah, it's a bug steel, and I think you do just as well with a Skizzer if you're going to go with a bug steel. So should we jump right into it?
Yeah, I say we do.
Yeah. All right, why don't you kick us off with your 32?
Okay, right off the bat, Krikatoon. which is pretty bad, I think. The stats are abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
It has this ability Swarm, which we'll be talking a lot about because about half the things have Swarm.
Yeah, which powers up bug moves in a pinch, according to the description. Yeah. I don't know what qualifies as a pinch.
30% health okay. or less.
So once you've dipped into yellow, or is that even past once you've started dipping into yellow? I don't remember.
Yellow would be at 49%, I think.
Okay.
Right when you hit that. So I think there's a little bit of wiggle room there that you'd have to get through.
So
I mean,
no,
it's the same with like all the starters. Like all the starters have... Or I mean, aside from a couple little exceptions here and there.
So there's no visual clue as to when that's taking effect, which is annoying to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it learns X-Scissor, but X-Scissor is like a staple move.
And it's a TM.
Of bug types.
Yeah.
It's not good at all. It's one of the very first ones you encounter right out of the Sinnoh region. So, mm-hmm. like, unless you are just starting the game up, maybe catch one for the Pokedex. Like, have no idea. You can't even really use it in battle. It's so weak.
Yeah, and a word to the wise about Nuzlocking the 4th gen Sinnoh region there is mm-hmm. that this Pokemon will use Bide. And like we discussed with C-Dot, Bide can be a killer if you're not careful. And the experience mm-hmm. isn't worth it. So if you're Nuzlocking, don't bother with this thing at all. Just get the fuck out of Dodge.
Agreed.
So my number 32 is Ledian, who is a bug flying from the second generation. Can have the abilities Swarm and Early Bird, which just, you know, gets you out of the status ailment Sleep quicker. Mm. Can learn Silver Wind and Bug Buzz, so some pretty solid special attack bug moves.
But like, here's the thing that kills me about this: his combined 90 special attack and attack.
Yeah.
Can't do anything.
It's a bad Pokemon. Its only positive stat is its special defense, which is very good. It's base 110. But no other stat is positive at all. That even, like, as an early going Pokemon, like, through the first stages of the game, this thing's going to be useless.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have strong offensive moves early on to make up for its poor stats. And its stats are so poor that within a gym or two, it's useless.
Yeah. The only other two things I would say, really a total waste of being able to learn punch moves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, for being a flying type, guess what? Doesn't learn fly.
No, sure doesn't. Yeah. The only flying moves it actually does learn is aerial, ace, and acrobatics, and you have to use a TM.
That's bad.
So, yeah. Totally useless against flying moves.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I just expended all of my information on it because it's my 31.
Okay, well then let's go to my 31, which is Krikatoon.
Hey, look at that!
And I don't really have anything to add except that the only reason I put it higher than Ledian is that it does have some sort of offensive ability. Its attack is base 85,
mm-hmm.
which still nothing to write home about, but it's solid and it learns a couple of physical bug moves to, you know, make that physical attack useful. But mm-hmm. none of its other stats are useful. So
yeah.
It's a really uninteresting Pokemon. It's a pure bug type from the 4th gen, and its stats are pretty poor.
Yep.
So, let's move to your 30.
My 30 is Beedrill. Bug Poison. 385 total stats. It does favor attack. Mm-hmm. Guess what its ability is? Swarm.
Yep.
Don't need that. Here's the crazy thing. I looked this up. The most powerful move it learned off the 1st gen, which has changed since, thank God, was Twin Needle.
Yep.
That's it. That's pathetic.
Yeah, which is a 25 physical attack that it strikes twice, so it's base 50.
Yeah, and you're not really even covering any kind of weird type alignment bases because there are a bunch of other bug poisons.
Mm.
So this one sets itself aside as being the worst of them.
And actually, bug poison is, I guess, not as an objectionable a combination as bug flying, just because from an alignment standpoint, because it doesn't double up any of your weaknesses, like you don't become double weak to rock, and it only adds one more weakness to psychic, whereas a bug flying adds weaknesses
you're giving up turf you already had with the psychic weakness because you are already being a bug or effective against them.
That's a good point, but yeah, either way, it's a really common type combination of both of them, and neither of them are really ideal for the type.
Mm-hmm.
My number 30 is Lumise, who is a pure bug from the 3rd generation. Can have the abilities Oblivious and Tinted Lens. And Tinted Lens is pretty cool because it will up the effectiveness of ineffective moves.
Mm-hmm.
So if something's not very effective, it will up it to just normal effective. And if it's like 1/4 effective, it would up it to half effective.
Mm-hmm.
So other than that, there's nothing interesting about this Pokemon. None of its stats are very good. None of the stats even like break out of the average range. Can only learn Bug Buzz and Zen Headbutt, those are the extent of the interesting moves. It can learn a lot through TMs, like Thunder, Thunderbolt, Shadow Ball, Brick Break, Acrobatics. There's a lot of really cool stuff.
It's cute, but what can you do with it even?
Exactly. Exactly. The stats are so poor. Even though TMs are reusable, you shouldn't waste your time.
Yeah.
And actually, the only note I had on my note card here, harmless.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to year 29.
My 29, thing along the same lines, Volbeat.
Yep.
And I think you have a much better, much more well-reasoned way of putting Volbeat ahead of... It means I kind of just stacked them together. They're my 28 and my 29, and I just... I think that they're, like... what would you... This is, like, something in the making that never got completed. It was what it feels like. There's just something missing from justifying these things' existence.
They're also kind of like the
and pure
plusle.
Bug. Why are they pure bug? Come on.
They're also like the plusle and the minum of the fourth generation. Whereas those two, like,
comparison,
electric types from the first gen are really just so pathetic. Mm. And I guess they're kind of like conceived as being complements to each other for like a double battle. But even in a double battle, they don't become anything worthwhile. Yeah. To actually use in some sort of competitive battle.
I mean, they're awful. And you see so many of them. The thing is, because I do wonder trade a lot, and if you do a lot of trading and breeding, you spend a lot of time in front of the daycare center.
Mm-hmm.
And what comes out of the grass right in front of the fucking Volbeats. and the Illumis too. Like, so you see them getting traded nonstop, and it's just because somebody wanted a junk Pokemon to throw into the bin to see what they get.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate. That hurts
and it's
the
not
spirit
even like their level ones. They're always like that level 13, 14, whatever. Yeah. Like they just grab something as quickly and as cheaply as they could just to just turn it over.
You know, if you're out there, you know, listening and you wonder trade, throw something good out there.
Or at least put some effort into it. It doesn't have to be great, but put a little TLC into a mediocre Pokemon and give it like a cool move set or maybe a good nature or just a fun nickname.
Yeah.
I think that's what you do. Don't just grab something from the closest grasp possible and I don't know, I digress.
Yeah, if everyone's playing if everyone's playing roulette like that, then you're mostly getting garbage back.
Yeah, you'll keep trading up, sure, but like I think of Wonder Trade as a good way to just find neat stuff, not necessarily intend to make a profit.
Right. So my number 29 is Volbeat, and we've gone on about them for quite a while. I can have the abilities Illuminate and of course Swarm.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I have Volbeat above Luminize is that its offense is just a tad bit better. Oh, also, and it's really marginal, but also it learns Signal Beam on its own, which Illumise does not do. And
well,
Signal Beam's a cool move.
At least it's got that.
Yeah. All right, let's go to your 28.
My 28. Wait, isn't that right? Well, I did a Illumise and Volbeat.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we'll skip over to my 28 then, which is Wormadam, who is a bug from the fourth generation, can have the ability Anticipation. And this one has a few forms that it can transfer into, including Grass, Ground, and Steel as secondary types.
Mm-hmm.
Steel gives it the most resistances for sure. Grass, I think, will give you kind of the best move set because it'll give you the stabs for a few Grass-type moves. But on its own, it's learning Bug Bite, Confusion, Psybeam, Psychic, so you get some of the Psychic moves there. It can also learn Mirror Shot and Iron Head, so you can exploit some stabs with the Steel type. Offense is poor, and its defense and special defense are pretty solid, but it has lackluster HP, so its defense and special defense aren't so amazing to really make up for the poor HP.
Abysmal speed, 36 speed. Ugh.
Which, you know, when you're a defensive Pokemon, you know, the speed's really the least important thing when you're looking at all your stats combined. But, you know, if you lack defense, speed is good to have. If you have a lot of defense, speed becomes less necessary.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this guy is just really uninteresting, even with his three forms. And I think his three forms, they're trying to do that to make it more interesting, but failed.
Also, we're working through... I mean, that's... If I've got these... I tried to organize them by their generations. Fourth generation was really awful as far as bugs go.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Wormadam, like, it's got that little gimmick where it can be one of three different things.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't find much use for it.
Yeah, I would argue that the second and the fifth generations have been the best for bugs.
Oh, fifth, absolutely. And this second fifth, is pretty solid.
But we'll get to that when we get closer to the top of the list.
Yeah, I imagine.
So let's go to your 27.
My 27, Dustox.
Okay.
And I feel kind of bad for being so low. Because when we did our Nuzlocke run through, I had a Dustox that lasted me for about maybe half the game, and then eventually got beat up because they are not very strong. It does get Shield Dust. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is a cool ability.
It learns zero poison attacks on its own. That's
sad.
I think it gets toxic, but that's it. It's 50-50 attack and special attack is bad. I mean, 385 is nothing great, but it's not truly terrible. But you can't really do much with it. It doesn't seem to have anything substantial about it.
Yep.
That you couldn't find with a better bug poison.
Right. So my number 27 is Beautifly, who is a bug flying from the third generation. Of course, mm-hmm. has the ability Swarm. And like you were saying,
100 special attack, though.
In the sixth generation, they actually
We've talked about this a little bit. I go off the sixth gen because
it's not really that much of a bump. It got plus 10.
It is 90 to 100. So
yeah, so you know it's still pretty positive either way.
Comparatively speaking, has anything we've talked about so far even touched 90, like anywhere near it, on either attack or special attack?
No, not on the attacks. I don't think, as I'm flipping through. No.
Yeah.
Krikatoon came close. I think I had a base 87, but mm-hmm. you know, until you're reaching 90, I don't think you're quite in the positive category. You're more neutral or average.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my rubric that I use. But Beautifly actually has some pretty good moves to exploit its special attack as Bug Buzz and Silver Wind that it picks up a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Also some grass type moves in Mega Drain and Giga Drain.
Nice.
Doesn't learn anything to exploit its flying type, except you can use TMs for Aerial Ace and Acrobatics, but those are physical attacks. Its physical attack is base 70, which is average, so it's not terrible, but mm-hmm. its really terrible defense and HP make it squishy, as Wes would say.
Yep.
And it's really not very fast either. So it's a Pokemon that could be all right for the early goings, but you're not getting a whole lot of offense out of it even in the early goings because it's not learning its powerful bug moves until later in the game. You're mostly sticking with it for like grass type.
Yeah.
Well,
which by the way, like, I mean, if you did want to go the grass angle, this thing learns Morning Sun, Sunny Day, and Solar Beam,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which is great, but you're not going to keep it alive.
Yeah.
So you can't even get the maximum benefit out of having those moves.
And there is one other bug grass type that is much more useful.
Agreed. That was your 27?
Yes.
Right? Because my 26 is also Beautifly.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Anything else to add?
That's why I just gave you all that information, because I just covered a couple of things that you didn't. Yeah, really, but the bottom tier. And we're also cleaning up a lot of these early encounters. You know, you walk out your house, and like you said, you get your flying, you get your bug, and you get your normal.
Yeah.
And none of them, I mean, there's a couple that I think are genuinely okay and useful, but for the most part, this is just garbage.
Yep, and speaking of early encounters, my number 26 is Dustox, so the other branch evolution for Wurmple. And yeah, I'll just echo what you said. The stats do not keep up very well. You're mostly picking this guy up for its early psychic moves, just like Butterfree. It'll pick up Confusion and Psybeam early. That makes it slightly more useful than Beautifly, but
we also haven't been talking about evolutions because, I mean, give it credit. At least these things are fully evolved usually
by level 10.
Level 20, and this one is level 10. So
yeah, which is why it's useful in early goings. And there's a few bugs, we've already mentioned a couple of them, that are like that mm-hmm. will evolve early and make them useful for, like, the first few hours of the game.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not going to start that way stacked with good TMs, but, you know.
Yeah.
Give it a Sludge Bomb, hey, that's something.
But, right.
Yeah, when are you going to get a Sludge Bomb for a level 6?
Exactly. So let's go to year 25.
25? Oh, we just talked about Wormadam. So, yeah, I like Plant Cloak, at least, because you get Stab Advantage and Leaf Storm and Grass Knot. But, yeah, again, not even worth the time.
All right, we're flying through this. My number 25 is Beedrill. Ends up a little bit higher on my list than yours.
Yeah, a little bit.
Bug Poison from the first gen has, of course, the ability Swarm.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he made a bit higher on my list because he's a little bit more specialized. He does not have good special attack or special defense at all. I'm sorry, defense or special attack.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two really poor stats. Everything else is okay. I mean, his HP is a little
He's like an anti-mage, if anything. It's got big attack, big special defense.
Right. So, and fast enough
functional attack and functional, not big.
Actually, his base attack is 90. So
that is actually
pretty
good,
not too shabby. Yeah, and his special defense and speed are functional. They're average at best, and his HP is kind of fringy. But like you mentioned before, Twin Needle and Pin Missile are pretty useless. But he can also pick up a move called Fell Stinger, which is pretty solid.
If it's a killing blow, it increases your attack. Yeah.
Nice. Also, his Poison Jab, which is a solid poison type move. And then, of course, you can TM moves like X Scissor and U-Turn, which would be useful for him. But again, he's not a Pokemon that you should be using for the long haul. But, you know, in the event of, say, like a Nuzlocke and you're able to keep him alive, there are ways to make him useful. I mean, if you stuck a U-turn on this guy, you could do some, you know, moderate damage.
Yeah. Actually, a U-turn is just such a great... I feel like that's a lot of what the bug type is all about. Is about sneaky behavior. And more so than, like, the dark type. You know, mm-hmm. The dark is just fiendish. These guys are just like, let's turn what should be my weakness into an advantage if you're a smart trainer. You know, they do a lot of power, like, changing moves. They do a lot of things like where they get the quick hit and then can retreat into a safer position. But there's nothing better than U-turning on top of something that is just going to be a glaring weakness against your opponents.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're setting up a nice defense on top of getting the cheap little attack in.
Yeah. And we're actually about to get to some of those sneaky tactics with my 24, but let's go to yours first.
My 24? I didn't mean to bring it up like this, but it's Shedinja.
Mine too. How about that?
And I think this is so great that we both have Shedinja at 24, because I was really scratching my head as to where exactly this thing even belongs, because it's such a gimmick. It's a 1 HP Pokemon that has this really nice ability called Wonder Guard, which basically means it can only be damaged by the things that are super effective against it.
Right, so it can only be damaged by Flying, Rock, Ghost, Fire, and Dark.
Yeah.
It's immune to every other type.
Oh, and it's Bug-Ghost combo. Which is cool. Doesn't the game explore that more? Bug Ghost seems like such a cool team, or such a cool mesh.
Yeah, there's several types that would be cool to match up with Bug that they've never done. Mm-hmm. I've always thought it'd be cool if there was a Bug Water or Bug Dragon.
Absolutely, there's a lot that's missing.
Yeah, but it's a shame that this is the only Bug-Ghost we've gotten. But Like we mentioned before, you're playing the gimmick with this one, because all of its stats are really, really poor. Nothing above a base 45, except its physical attack, which is 90.
Yeah.
And this one...
I mean, it's everywhere else. It's just abysmal. It's 45, mm-hmm. 30, 30, 40 down the line.
Yep.
And then 1 HP.
Which is just terrible. What you can do, though, is play a strategy, for example, where you can just try to boost its evasion and double team, give it a bright powder... try to make it as unhittable as possible to the things that can hit it.
Mm-hmm. Of course, didn't take it away. They never gave it the ability to use U-turn.
Right.
Just for that reason. You can't just throw it out there at the beginning of everything and just retreat it immediately.
But, you know, there are ways to take advantage of its physical attack. It can learn moves like Shadow Sneak and Phantom Force, which is pretty powerful physical ghost moves. Mm-hmm. It can also learn Confuse Ray, which is something that can, you know, keep you alive for a little bit longer. And then through TMs, you can teach some Bug-type moves, Struggle Bug, X-Scissor, Shadow Claw, a Ghost-type move. So it can have a pretty solid moveset, but again, you're really trying to...
Well, also just get mileage out of things like Toxic and Will-O-Wisp that connect.
Yeah, true. And you're really just trying to keep it alive as long as you can, and it has the advantage of being able to be damaged by so little, but if you are able to get hit by something, it's probably going to die.
Yeah. And also, nothing, like, just as I'm playing the game, I mean, if you're playing competitively, that's one thing, but if you're just playing through the game, it really does suck after every other battle having to go into your inventory, get the revive, get this thing back alive.
Yep.
And then keep going.
It's true.
Yeah. I don't want to spend all my time doing that.
Let's go to 23.
Ariados? Or Ariados? I don't know what I'm saying.
Ariados?
Ariados,
maybe?
I said that wrong.
Sure, I haven't watched the anime in so long.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is another bug poison. Mm-hmm. It's 390 total stats, and it's kind of the reason why it's a little higher is that it has 90 attack and 70 HP.
Yeah.
Pretty low on speed, but I mean, whatever. Swarm and Insomnia are its abilities. Has some nice attacks, runs a variety of big attacks. But nothing special here. It's a okay bug poison.
Yeah, for the early goings of the game, it's a guy that's useful for a little bit.
Yeah.
My 23 is Ninjask, who is a bug flying from the third gen. It learns the ability Speed Boost. And a lot like Shedinja, this thing is playing sort of a gimmick, but there's a little bit more of a broad strategy you can use. This thing, pretty poor stats, except for its speed, which is amazing at 160, and its physical attack is 90. Base 90.
Yeah,
so
all right.
It can do some damage quickly. What this thing can also do is pass along stats really well.
Well, it's a speed boost.
Yep, so it has that boost of speed at the end of every turn, so if you're able to keep it alive, mm-hmm. you're able to... You can baton pass out, because it learns baton pass on its own. But what you can also do is it can learn double team, so you can just try to stay alive as long as possible, increasing your evasion and your speed, and then just passing both of those off to something better, mm-hmm. which is a pretty cool strategy. I think it can also learn Swords Dance on its own, so if you're having a pretty good success evading, you can then just start upping your attack as well.
Nice.
And you can just pass on a ton of stats to something else. Again, if you can stay alive.
It can make for some really frustrating, annoying battles.
Yeah.
No.
So
they can get out of hand really quickly if baton passed into the right tank.
True. And on its own, I mean, it can learn X Scissor, of course, and also U-turn. Substitute is a good move that you can teach it through a TM, which is another thing. If let's just say, for example, you were to substitute, then boost your evasion. Meanwhile, your speed is boosting the entire time. Substitute again, start boosting your attack. This thing could be a just really aggravating Pokemon because of what it can do for the rest of your team.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So on to mine.
Yep.
What am I on?
22.
I have Motham, which is the alternative to Wyrmidon,
yep.
or the gender alternative to Wyrmidon. It is a bug flying with 94 attack and special attack. That's kind of interesting. 50 defense, 50 special defense.
Mm-hmm.
Ability, I'm going to give you two guesses.
Swarm.
It gets Swarm. It's got these nice specials, but I feel like it's not supposed to be a flying type. Because I don't think it learns fly. But they teach it a bunch of specials, a bunch of psychic moves.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those early bug types,
You get Psybeam, Psychic, and Confusion. Yeah, you get Confusion, then Psybeam, then Psychic. So it's actually even...
It's the trio.
Yeah, it's tearing you up so that it seems like it should be Psychic, but it's not.
Yeah.
So, in light of that, it just is maybe one of the better bug flyings, I guess, but not by much.
Mm-hmm. So, my number 22 is Aridos, bug poison from the second gen that we talked about before. Has the abilities Swarm, of course, and Insomnia. Made it this high on my list over everything else because it is a bit more straightforward and a bit more useful for the early goings than the ones we've talked about so far. None of the ones we really talked about so far outside of their gimmicks would be useful past a certain point in the game. I feel like Aridos holds up a little bit longer. And you can give him a pretty nasty move set. Cross jab, cross poison to exploit its poison type. Can also learn Nightshade and Shadow Sneak on its own. Felstinger and Bug Bite for his bug moves. Then you can also teach it X Scissor, you can teach it Dig, you can teach it Psychic. It can counter a lot of types. Its biggest downside is that it's not very defensive and it's kind of slow. Well, I should rephrase that. It's very slow.
And by the way, from just eyeballing it, shouldn't be slow. Doesn't look like it should be slow.
It's
like
it's
in this like stance, like it's a fucking Corvette or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like you think it should be really fast.
Right. And actually, I think the most use I've ever gotten out of an Aridos is chasing down the legendary cats in the original gold version. I had a pretty high level one for some reason. I kept going out with it in the game, and it learns a move called Spiderweb, which prevents evasion.
Oh, yeah.
So when you encounter one, spiderweb it, and then, you know, you just fight like a normal battle.
Nice. Cool. So on to 21.
Yep.
All right. I've got Butterfree,
which is
an Ash original.
Yeah.
It's from the first gen. He broke his heart losing his Butterfree.
That's true.
But yeah, it's
I mean, he did trade him away once.
That's fine. There's a bug flying. It's getting 390 total, 90 special attack. By the way, this is as of Gen 6.
Yes.
So it got a little bit of a kick up on that. It was originally 80.
Pretty good ability, too.
Oh, yeah, Compound Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Always great to have Compound Eyes. That's a great ability.
Yeah.
It gets a lot of disable early. It's great. It gets like Poison Powder, Stun Spore, and Sleep Powder.
Mm-hmm.
Can also learn Dream Eater. Gets meaty attacks, and much like, what was it? Much like Motham.
Motham.
It should be a Psychic. It feels like this should be a Psychic.
Yeah, and again, like you talked about with Motham, like I talked about with Dustox, a lot of times the most use you get out of it is for those Psychic moves for early on in the game.
Yeah.
But
it's like its ability to shut things down. Like,
yeah, true.
Really great.
Really great for catching Pokemon.
Yeah. So that's why, as far as these early encounters, it's pretty good.
Yep. So my number 21 is Masquerain. Sorry.
I've got a soft spot for Masquerain.
Right. It's Bug Flying from the third gen. Has the ability Intimidate, which is pretty good. Just knock down your opponent's attack right from the start.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
Well, because it does have pretty low defenses.
Yeah, it's true. The low defenses are one of the bigger drawbacks. I mean, none of its stats are really all that great. There's nothing above a base 82. It's got a base 80 special attack and a base 82 special defense. Everything else is pretty low. Pretty good moveset. Silver Wind, Bug Buzz, Quiver Dance is also a really cool one for it. Can also have Air Slash.
Scald, Air Slash, Ice Beam, and Stun Spore.
Yeah, and see, that's one of the really positive things, and that's why it's this high on my list, even though I think there's one or two Pokemon I've talked about so far that has better stats, is that you
can... Quiver Dance, it's a good ramp up.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's already... it's really, really strong, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Good special attack. Get it in the right position, and you equip it with the right... It provides you also, as we said earlier... Surskit is the only bug type that ever touches water, and it uses it when it evolves into a bug flying, which is, I think, the biggest knock against this thing, is that it just becomes a bug flying.
It's a shame. It's a shame that it's a bug flying. And it actually, if it stayed a bug water, it might have ended up a few points higher. I could probably safely say it would end up three slots higher.
Yeah.
Just because of the type combo and being able to use the water type stabs with the bug. But mm-hmm. you can teach it a lot of cool stuff through TMs, including Ice Beam, Blizzard, Scald. It's a shame that, you know, it couldn't have a few more water moves. But yeah, it would have been a really cool combination. And, you know, as it is, it's fine. It's, you know, right near the middle of the list. So it's not like this is the worst Pokemon ever. It's better than, you know,
12 other Pokemon. Well, I think it's just giving it the eyeball test, you'd think it would suck.
Yeah.
But I don't think it sucks.
And, you know, it's special attack and special defense are solid. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not, you know... They're not base 90, but, you know, they're good enough.
Yeah. Okay, so on to my 20. I have Venomoth with Bug Poison.
Oh, interesting.
I'll give it credit. It is actually kind of bulky. It's got 80, mm-hmm. 60 HP, 80 on both attack, or both defenses, excuse me. 95 attack, which is nice. Very slow. 30 speed.
Yeah.
Very slow.
Yeah.
Gets Effect Spore and Dry Skin. Although, like... I don't understand what this Dry Skin about. It's like it can't make it rain, but it can learn Sunny Day. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that's kind of counterintuitive.
Best thing though. It gets Sludge Bomb too, which is really nice.
Mm.
I do like that a lot. I'm getting this mixed up. I'm sorry. Oh, he's 450 total. Special attack is 90.
Yeah,
and it's Shield Dust and Tinted Lens.
Yeah, and we'll get to Venomoth a little bit later. He made it quite a bit higher on my list.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
But my number 20 is Mothim. Bug flying from the 4th gen, of course, has Swarm. And like you said, base 94.
He spots off of mine, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, base 94 attack, special attack. Very good moveset. Silver Wind, Bug Buzz, Bug Bite, Air Slash. And then it has the three Psychic Tears. But yeah, the biggest drawback is the poor... defensive stats and the poor speed. Its HP is average at best, so this is something that, you know, you have good moves to exploit its attack, but it's not gonna do well if it can't get the move off first, which as you get further into the game it won't be able to.
Yeah. Okay, on to my number 19, I have Parasect.
Hey, me too.
My first gen.
How about that?
Yeah, this is 60, 80, 80, my bad. It's
yes.
60 HP, 80 defense, 80 special defense, 95
yeah.
attack is nice. Very slow. It does get, which is kind of cool, it gets cross poison.
Yeah, it also can have that ability, Effect Spore. And I think that's one of its most useful abilities, is ability to just disable.
Yeah.
Just, you know, from taking damage, it can, you know, disable an opponent. Yeah, it gets cross poison, also Giga Drain, so you can play the grass type stab.
Mm-hmm.
But its special attack isn't great, so there's not a whole lot of grass-type moves that are able to exploit its physical attack. Mostly you're going to be using moves like X-Scissor, which is the most meaty bug-type move that it learns. Other than that, I mean, you can teach it Sludge Bomb for some poison types. But yeah, I think its most use is going to be for inflicting status ailments.
Yep.
Yeah, and, you know, its defense is able to make it hang on in battle for a little bit longer than some of the others we talked about so far. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, so on to 18. Mm-hmm. I have a Selgor.
Oh,
which
okay.
Is a pure bug type.
Yeah.
These are some really large stats when you look at them in total. 495.
Yeah.
But a lot of that is eaten up by its 145 speed.
100 special attack.
100 special attack. That's kind of nice. But 40-60 defense and special defense mean it's not going to last very long.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Hydration and unnerve.
Hydration. What a weird ability for it to have.
Yeah. Does it exploit anything associated with that? I don't get that.
I don't think so.
Yep, so it's pure bug.
One of the few that learns U-turn on its own.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Fitting, I mean, it seems like it's supposed to do that, get the quick jab and then retreat.
Right.
If anything, this isn't a pure bug. It's not a bug. It's something else.
So, my 18 is Butterfree, bug flying from the first gen. Of course, has compound eyes, like I mentioned before. I don't really have too much to add.
It's Ash's homeboy.
Yep. Its base physical stats, HP, attack, and defense are pretty poor. Special stats like special attack, special defense, speed are okay. Base 90 special attack. And again, this is probably the best one of the early bugs, in my opinion, to exploit the different type of moves like Confusion and Psybeam because it learns them so quickly.
Yeah.
But again, you know, like all those other early ones, you got to ditch it pretty quickly.
Yep. My number 17
mm-hmm.
is I have a little bit higher than you, but I mean I'm not gonna fight you on having it low. Ninjask.
Okay.
Bug flying.
Yeah.
Or it's the glassiest of cannons.
Uh-huh.
It's got a 90 attack, which is kind of cool, but 95 combined defenses.
Yeah.
Speed's 160. We talked about this. It's a great baton passer, but not much else.
Agreed. My number 17 is Durant, our first bug steal of the group from the 5th gen.
Well, I think we're not in agreement on that. I have a little.
Well,
higher.
Okay, so.
But I do. I'm a softie for these. Ironically, a softie for these bug steals.
He's very specialized.
Yeah.
So he can have the ability to swarm and hustle. Might as well mention that. Very, very good attack, base 109. Good defense, base 112, and quite fast as well.
Mm-hmm.
Base 109. Has very good moves to complement that, as well as his types of bug bite, X scissor, metal claw, iron head, iron defense. All those will exploit his stabs. Can also learn bite and crunch. A little bit redundant to use those against psychic types since he's a bug. And he can learn moves like Rock Slide and Aerial Ace. So he's got some good counters for some types he's weak against.
That is incredibly diverse. Give
yeah, so you can have a really diverse moveset. You can have a moveset of X Scissor, Iron Head, Crunch, and Rock Slide.
That is coverage.
That is really good. The biggest drawback here is his really poor special defense
on both sides, and
HP.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So yeah, he's incredibly vulnerable to fire attacks, which isn't. I mean, it's only one type, which is why he's higher than everyone else here. Is his incredible physical attributes and speed.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's just a ton of fire specials. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of. It seems like it's pretty easy to crack that nut, given how weak its defense is, and it doesn't, or special defense only,
mm-hmm.
how weak the special defense is. But then, like I said, it's a paltry amount of health he has, so
yeah,
it's not like he's going to be very tanky.
Right. So let's go to your 16.
My 16 is a Scavalier.
Oh, okay.
So this is a bug steal.
Yeah.
I'm hitting the bug steals now. get this. For 495 total, it has 20 speed. This
nice.
Actually seems like this might be kind of a similar scenario to Durant because it's got 135 attack, 135 attacks, that's a lot of attack, 105 defense, 70 HP, so it's kind of bulky,
mm-hmm.
But its specials are nothing to brag about. Total lack of speed, and get this, get this, it can't learn Gyro Ball. For having 20 speed, it can't learn Gyro Ball.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I mean, if this was ever wanting to exploit it.
Yeah. No question.
Yeah, so that's. I think it's hard to look at what a swing this guy can take. I think that's probably what got it so high. Oh, and. I didn't even write down what its ability is.
Swarm and Shell Armor.
Then that's probably. Well,
yeah.
Shell Armor's okay, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's definitely the one to seek out.
Mm. Okay. Thank you.
My number 16 is a Selgur, who is the bug from the 5th generation, Hydration and Sticky Hold. We've already mentioned Sticky Hold is, of course, the anti-Ryan ability.
Yeah.
And this guy is definitely a special attack specialist and learns some pretty solid moves to back it up. Bug Buzz, Mega Drain as well. So you get like a Rock-type counter built in there. It can also TM moves like Energy Ball and Focus Blast is a pretty cool combination. I was trying to, as I was looking at my note cards here, I was trying to think of why I put him above Durant, and I think it's probably because he doesn't have as many holes in his base stats. I mean, he's not very defensive. Mm-hmm. His HP is a little bit better, so he's got a little bit of a balance there, and he's got a little bit more balance between his physical attack and his special attack, so he can use a wider variety of moves. He's not specifically only a special attack. His physical attack is base 70, which isn't great, but mm-hmm. it's modest enough to make certain physical moves useful, like U-turn.
Yeah. Okay. So on to my 15.
Mm-hmm.
I have Crustle, Bugrock.
Oh, nice. I love Crustle.
I like Crustle a lot too, but I think there's some different options when it comes to your Bugrock combo.
Yes, there's one very excellent option.
So 475 total combined stats, which is nice. 70 HP, 95 attack, not that great, but 125 defense is exactly what you're looking for, I think.
Let's go back to your stat total for a second. What was it, 475?
Yeah.
There is such a disparity between a lot of these bugs, between ones with very good...
It's like 380 to...
Yeah, to 475, which is, you know, when you go on Bulbapedia, they'll show you like a breakdown of like the fully evolved bug Pokemon's like stat totals, and it's not exactly fair for the type because it is something you run into early on, and they're kind of designed to be Pokemon that you use for a little bit and then you ditch. So
also, you get your prize fighter right off the bat. They mm-hmm. give you something that's like, hey, here's a really cool one.
Yeah,
go beat up on something weak. So they're gonna give you these like under evolved, under stat, kind of weak bugs like you would squish as you're walking down the sidewalk.
Yeah, so. You know, just looking at the types, total stats of all the species, doesn't quite do it justice because there are those ones that are designed to, you know, be the fodder that you beat up on.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's
going to be a point later on that I want to bring up that I think is a kind of bittersweet justice for the bug type.
Cool. So looking forward to it.
All right. I did have some more to say about
Crustle.
It gets shell armor and sturdy, which mm-hmm. is fantastic. This thing actually just makes it. It's built like your prototypical tank would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Bugrock combo, not so bad. It gives it a few weaknesses. One, you like in water is the biggest concern because, like, you know,
because
it's just so prolific.
Yeah, and its special defense is fine, but not great.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Beyond that, though, gets some very, very meaty physicals, which is really nice, but mostly centered around your bugs and your rock stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, like, it's fitting to be right in the middle of the pack and a great exploit of what you would want to get out of a good tank, but beyond that, there's better bug rocks, I think.
We're going to get to more about Crustle in just a second here, but first I have to get Escavalier out of the way. Bug Seal from the 5th gen, you already mentioned.
We're, like, so simpatico with our list, man. There's a couple differences, but I think for the most part we're
I think that, you know, when you really analyze these, there is a correct way to do it.
Yeah.
And of course, sometimes like there's some judgment calls, like whether you value defense over more specialized attack, which is something that me and Wes argued about with our rock-type list, but anyway...
Oh, I wouldn't even know what to do with a rock type list.
Yeah, it's hard to prioritize whether or not you want to play rock as a defensive type or if you want to use rock offensively. I tended to go offensively because it does have some pretty glaring weaknesses to common types. So mm-hmm. just trying to play defense with a rock type.
I mean, grass and water, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to suck.
Yeah,
it's really got to suck.
Yeah, and especially since a lot of them are paired with the ground type as well, so it doubles up that weakness.
That's rough.
So Rock was a type that I just could not value too much its defense. But anyway, Escavalier, incredible attack, base 135, very good defense and special defense as well. HP is good enough to, you know, really make the defense valuable. Good move sets, Bug Buzz, which, you know, its special attack isn't great. X Scissor, Fel Stinger, Iron Head, Iron Defense, can learn Aerial Ace and Poison Jab through TMs.
That's why no Gyro Ball, because of just how meaty its attack is, 135, and mm-hmm. how slow it is, how painfully slow it is.
Yeah.
It would kind of break it to give it, if anything.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, or, you know, maybe they just decided to be dicks. But
they really fuck you, Scabble.
Right. So, yeah, a really, really solid attack and can take a hit well. Learns some pretty good moves to exploit its physical attack. So, yeah, a pretty solid little Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. 14?
Yep.
Vespiquen.
Nice.
Bug flying. Not the highest rank bug flying I have, but I do kind of like this. It's kind of hard to get. It's with a 15% chance of getting a female.
Yeah.
Combi. So you got to kind of work it a little bit. 474 total. 80s on both attacks. 102s on both defenses. 70 HP, 40 speed. By the way, this is a fun fact. Ties with Togekiss as the slowest flyer in the game.
Interesting.
Yep. Gets pressure. I really think pressure is great, especially if you're going up against something that is using like really,
yeah,
know, really big haymakers with low PP.
Yeah, true. So my 14, here he is. It's Crustle.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked a lot about him. The one thing that I wanted to add on is that he has the ability to counter every one of his weaknesses. Mm-hmm. So of the moves he can learn, X Scissor and Bug Bite for your bug stabs, Rock Slide, Rock Wrecker, which is a really amazing physical rock type move.
Oh, that's the last one he learns, right?
Yep. And yeah, it's basically Hyper Beam, but physical and rock. Also can learn Feint Attack on its own, and then through TMs you can teach it Earthquake, Bulldoze, Rock Smash for a fighting type move if you want. You can teach it Solar Beam, Shadow Claw. So you can have a really diverse move set. I was tempted to put him higher because he can counter all of his weaknesses, but to counter all of his weaknesses you have to use both Solar Beam and Rock Smash. Solar Beam is a move that takes two turns for an already slow Pokemon, and Rock Smash is a pretty weak fighting move, so you can do much better with his moveset than just those two.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So on to my 13.
Yep.
Yanmega.
Oh, very good. Mine's not too far off.
I believe not the highest ranked bug flying, but I think a very competent bug flyer.
Mm-hmm.
515, 116 special attack, 86, there's such bizarre numbers they give it, but 86 HP.
Yeah.
Low special defense. I think it's sort of like, if you were playing this in any other role-playing game, you would call this an anti-mage. You know, it just seems like it's built to bring them down. Speed boost or tinted lens. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Oh, but it doesn't learn baton pass, so I'd say you definitely go with tinted lens. Again, bug flying. Why? Why bug flying? Dream eater, but can't learn sleep. Or can't put anything to sleep.
Right, yeah, that's very strange.
I don't know.
Maybe you can breed sleep powder into it.
That would be nice. Yeah, you might be right about that. I will double check. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say about it.
All right, my 13 is Fortress. It was a bug steel from the second generation. Has the ability Sturdy. And really amazing defense. Base 140. And it's no slouch in the offensive department either. Base 90 physical attack. The only bug type move it learns on its own, and actually that it can learn, is Bug Bite, which is really the main reason it's not higher on the list, because it's a bug, but it only learns one bug type move. Some pretty solid steel type moves, though. Mirror Shot, Heavy Slam, Iron Defense. Can learn Zap Cannon for some reason,
yeah,
which is pretty cool. You can also teach it Rock Slide and Earthquake, so it gets a lot of counters to its weaknesses. It has 8 resistances, as you know, all bug steels do. Immune to poison, so 9 resistances, kind of.
Yeah, I'm pretty big on these bug steels, and I like him a lot.
The other thing that's really kind of dragging it back, besides its lack of bug moves, is that it's a bit squishy in the special defense department.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, if you get
also slow, so it's definitely going to take that hit.
Right. So you know, you can counter a fire type with either rock or ground type moves. But the likelihood is you're not getting the first move in, and he doesn't quite have the special defense to, you know, last very long in a battle against a fire type.
Well, you'll get the Sturdy out of the way, so maybe you can one-hit KO something that if you do have the move counter, but that's no guarantee.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, let's go to your 12.
My 12 is Levani, Bug Grass.
Oh, nice.
Really big on Levani. I like it a
lot,
in spite of its Bug Grass combo, which is just seemingly kind of generic. What is 500 total stats overall, which is great. 104 attack, really nice. 2x4 weaknesses, though. That kind of sucks. Swarm, of course, but who cares about that? You go with Chlorophyll.
Right, exactly. And if you don't get Chlorophyll, you try again.
Yep. Do you want me to
add anything else?
I think it's, as far as Bug Grass goes, probably the best you can do.
Yep.
Is it
agreed?
It's right off the bat you get one.
Yeah, you get one, well, fairly early.
And Ash, I didn't watch that part of the series, but Ash gets one, so that's a big deal.
Swaddle, you get fairly early into the fifth generation. I think you might be through a gym or two before you get to the forest there. But it's also a friendship evolution, so you know, conceivably, you can get it to its final form really quickly.
Oh, yeah. Just running around the tower.
Yep. My number 12 is Venomoth, quite a bit higher than you.
Yeah, you did put a bit higher.
So, Bug Poison, first gen, can have the abilities Shield Dust and Tinted Lens. I really valued its special attack. It's really a special attack specialist. Everything else is average or just kind of fringe average.
Everyone balanced.
Yeah.
I think that's the nicer way of saying average.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But really good moveset. Bug Buzz, Silver Wind, Signal Beam, can learn Poison Fang as well, even though Poison Fang isn't great for you. You're better off with a special poison move, which you can learn. You can teach it Sludge Bomb. Also can learn Confusion, Psybeam, and Psychic, which can take advantage of its special attack and also its speed. It's quite fast. I think it's often viewed as a poor man's Butterfree in the first generation, but this Pokemon is better for the long haul, certainly, than Butterfree.
Definitely.
So...
Okay.
Yep.
I'll do my 11.
Yes.
Okay. Scoliopede. It's a bug poison.
Nice.
485 total. 100 attack, 89 defense, 60 HP is not great, but 112 speed.
Mm-hmm.
Gets poison point, which you've got to go with if you're going to do it because you don't want swarm. I think it's good. It's great, actually, for being a bug poison. It's got some meaty physicals, big speed, learned some real haymakers like Mega Horn.
Steamroller,
yes.
Poison Tail, yeah.
Oh, and get this. If you, what is it? Poison Jab with Poison Point combines to a 51% chance of poisoning something on a hit. That's great.
Nice.
This is really, really good. This is what the game should have made a bug poison around. Like this is what it can be when it's actually doing okay.
It's the fifth generation bug.
Yeah, fifth gen, man.
Very good. We're going to get to him in just a second, but first I got to get to Yan Mega, Bug Flying from the fourth generation.
We are so on point. This is like really similar.
Yep. And a lot of what I have to say about him is exactly what I said about Venomoth. A special attack specialist, has some very good moves to back it up. Can learn a pretty good variety of moves. Ancient Power gives him a rock type move. Using some TMs, you can counter four of his five weaknesses, which is pretty cool. He's a bit more balanced than Venomoth as far as like his physical stats go. So he's got a base 86 HP, 76 attack, 86 defense. So he's a little bit more rounded in that area. His special defense takes a bit of a hit because of it, but overall he's he has a lot of the same pluses that Venomoth does, just not as many as the holes in his stats.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to your 10. We're in the top 10.
And you'll tell me how much you want me to say about this. Number 10 is Shuckle.
Say anything you want, because...
Because I know you're gonna talk my ear off about Shuckle.
So, I'm going to gush about Shuckle for quite a while.
Yeah, okay, so look at these stats. 505 total, 20 HP, 10 attack, 10 special attack, 5 speed, 230 defense and special defense.
That is the highest base stat we have come across as long as we've been ranking.
And it is, I actually wrote three different builds.
Yeah.
That are seem to be common popular builds that people like.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
Love it.
Number one would involve using the combo of Power Split to even out your attacks with your opponent.
Yep.
And then using Power Trick to steal their attack and then flip them so that at least you have solid defenses on top of your now jarringly huge attack.
Right.
That's fantastic. But again, it's three turns. It's your third turn that you're actually taking a swing at your opponent.
Right.
Number two.
And his HP, you know, you're definitely running a risk there because of his low HP.
Number two just involves a really simple play him straight up, swagger, bide, rest, and then a meaty physical.
Yeah.
So you're swaggering them because they're going to be confused, and you're giving them an attack bonus to throw it at a 230 defense. So who cares?
Now, I would actually play that strategy a little bit differently. I would do swagger, a physical. What was that? What were the other ones?
Rest and bide.
I would have a rest. I would probably ditch bide for toxic because he can learn toxic through a TM.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, you're just always just chipping away at him. That's how I beat Lance when when we did a run through of Heart Gold and Soul Silver. We had Shuckle on a team, and the team turned out to be pretty lackluster. So Shuckle carried me through the Elite Four.
Nice.
I had to be very patient.
One last build that I want to talk about that plays on his contrary ability would be to use... actually, this is kind of fitting into what you're talking about. Shell Smash, Toxic, mm-hmm. and Rest. And then, again, a fourth move to do with what you will, because really that's all you need.
Yeah.
Because what Shell Smash is going to do is the opposite because of its contrary. So you're basically increasing your defense even more. And all you're doing is lowering your attacks, which are already abysmal. Like, so who even cares? And then you Toxic, play the long game, just let them... let them run themselves out, and then you rest in the rare instance you actually need to heal this thing up.
Yep.
My reason why it's 10, quite frankly, on my list, and not higher, given how like fun all these things are, sometimes I don't want to play a 6-turn battle.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd kind of like to get it done in a couple of moves.
It's true. You definitely do have to...
He's it's a thinking man's Pokemon, for sure. It's really fun strategy, and it's really clever and cool, but at the same time... I want to get down to brass tacks sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, if you're just trying to move from Route 1 to Route 2, you don't want to have to.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want it to take half an hour, which is understandable. But, you know, that's what something that's really cool about X and Y is that's that you true. Can always carry a Shuckle with you. And just
I'm going to shut this golem down.
And if you have that experience share turned on, your Shuckle's just going to keep on leveling up with you until, you know, you go into a battle where... you got to be in it for the long haul.
Yeah, I mean, you say the word tank. You look up tank in the dictionary, there's a picture of a little fucking child.
God, he's so good. He's so good.
And adorable, by the way. Who would have thought mm-hmm. this thing did that?
Yep. So, my number 10 is Scolipede.
All right.
And I don't really have much to add other than what you said about Scolipede, other than that he's able to counter all of his weaknesses. So, on his own, like you mentioned before, he can learn Mega Horn, Steamroller for those bug stabs, Poison Tail, Venom Drench. He can also have Pursuit on his own. Can learn Poison Jab and X-Scissor through TMs for more of the bugs and poison stabs. Also, through TMs, can learn Payback, Bulldoze, Rock Slide. So you can have a really diverse move set of poison, bug. You can have some dark in there, ground, rock. So anything that you throw against this Pokemon, he could potentially have something to counter.
Yeah, and a 112 speed mm-hmm. to pretty much, well, not guarantee, but have a very good chance of getting that first hit in.
Yep, and base 90 physical attack. He's got a pretty good chance of doing some heavy damage, too.
Yep. Okay, so on to my number 9, a bit higher than yours. I forget what your Masquerain was at, but mine is Masquerain.
About 20.
This is a vanity pick for me, if there ever was one, but I think that Masquerain fills this void and the bug realm that is absolutely necessary. For starters, it's on, like, it's came out of the water. Why is it not associated with water the whole time?
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Yeah, if the 414 total stats don't seem that impressive, nor does the 80, 82 special attack, special defense. 70 HP is okay, but it gets Intimidate, so at least hedges any defensive, anything it's lacking there. I just like it because, God, it learns Ice Beam.
Yeah, sure does.
Come on, it's got Ice Beam. At least there's that. I mean, is this the only, like...
And I mean,
there's
Scald. Different... I mean, Scald's nothing to scoff at either.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, it does get some good, meaty, special attacks. But just the ice type in general is great. I don't know why more can't learn it, but it's got that. And, yeah, like, just from, like... We'll talk about later, I built a dream team. And she became... It's a female gender. She became a fucking beast. Like, she's just tearing things apart. I just wish it wasn't bug flying. That's the thing. This would be in my top 3 if it were anything other than bug flying.
Yeah, understandable. My number 9 is Lee Vanny, and there she is, the bug grass in the 5th gen, swarm and chlorophyll abilities. Not really too much to add. I mean, really balanced base stats. I mean, its attack is very good, base 103. Speed is also very good, base 92, so you can do some heavy damage. Everything else is pretty average, but nothing's negative. There's
5th gen is so generous.
Yeah, there's nothing... There's no real glaring issue with this Pokemon like there are so with so many other bugs.
Hmm.
Amazing moveset, just with even without TMs. Bug Bite, Struggle Bug, X-Scissor, Felstinger, Razor Leaf, Leaf Blade, Leaf Storm. You got a very good mix of special and physical moves, and you're playing both your grass and bug stabs. If you want to teach him some TMs, you can teach Aerial Ace and Steel Wing. It does have six weaknesses because of its type combo. You can counter two of them with the moves you can teach it. It doesn't need TMs to have a really great move set. It doesn't really do too well with TMs to give it really diverse moves, but man, just playing it just in its type alignments, you can do some really heavy damage with Lee Vanny.
Yep. All right, cool. So on to my number 8 is Durant, which you just talked about not too long ago.
Yeah, it was like number 12, something like that.
Yeah, I have him a little higher, and I'm also, again, like I said, big on these bug steals. 484 total, 58 HP, talked about that. Big attacks, weak specials, pretty good speed, all things considered. Hustle, just nice. Get some big moves, at least. This is kind of a neat little chain. You learn, in sequence, a 50 damage physical steal, a 60 damage bug, an 80 damage dark, an 80 damage steel, and an 80 damage ground.
Nice.
That's kind of nice. Yeah. All physical. They didn't fuck around with specials.
No, and they shouldn't. Which and just, is good. Just kind of, yeah, it's what it's comes equipped. Yeah, its moveset reflects its stat distribution, which is something that I've complained about Pokemon in the past. I think a lot of water types I might have complained about how, you know, they have really meaty special attack but only learn physical moves or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
Yep. So I'm putting this up a lot higher, probably just because I like Book Steel.
My number 8 is Vespiquen, which is a little bit higher, and actually, I might as well issue the correction now. Durant was my 17, not 12. Just, you know, right there in the middle.
Yeah.
Vespiquen is my number 8, Bug Flying from the 4th Gen.
I actually had Vespiquen a lot lower than you, though.
Yeah, you did. And again, really meaty defense. HP is average, and its attack stats are average as well, but good enough to make pretty good use of its types. It can take a hit.
Oh, I didn't even bring up the... Oh, no, you're talking about him. Here, go ahead.
Yeah, it can take a hit pretty well, deal pretty good amount of damage. It can boost its own stats, because it's got three exclusive moves.
Three signature order, moves, that's right, yeah.
Heal order and attack order, as well as defense order. And you can also teach a power gem that can you can use that to counter a couple of weaknesses in rock and fly, or sorry, fire and flying.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a pretty solid Pokemon. You can have a couple of diverse moves with it, and then you can also have things to boost its stats as well as restore its health. So yeah, you can this thing can be in the battle for a long haul.
Yeah. Okay, number 7 for me, knocking out another Bug Steel Fortress.
Good.
A little higher than you, but I don't think like too much.
No, not really.
Yeah, I really like Fortress, and the thing that I think is so cool about it is that it plays on both the weight and the slow mechanics, because the thing weighs a fuck ton.
It sure does.
And it is slow as hell, so you at least get some big attacks. You railed them off earlier, but a really wide variety. It can learn bug, steel, rock, ground, dark, and electric attacks, which is nice.
Ooh, sap cannon. What the fuck?
Can it's be amazing. Bred, can get the, also gets power trick. It can be bred with power trick, so you can swap those really, really bulky stats into attack.
Nice.
So, yeah, I think pretty cool.
Yeah. My number 7 is Galvantula, who I love.
That's too high.
Do you mean too low?
Yeah. Well, I mean, considering we're in the top shelf stuff, yeah.
Galvantula is a really fantastic Pokemon. Bug Electric from the 5th Gen. Can have Compound Eyes as well as Unnerve. Go for Compound Eyes. Unnerve is useless, because it makes your opponents unable to eat berries.
Scare the fuck out of those berries.
Fucking great. It's not going to restore 30 HP at the end of the battle. Compound Eyes is a really great ability for it to have, because it will up your accuracy by 30%, and Thunder, it has a 70% accuracy. You tack another 30% on that, you're up to 91%.
That's pretty good.
So yeah, then you get a much better chance to hit with Thunder with this thing. And its electric type is its more standout type. It's got very good speed at 108 and very good special attack at 97. Its other stats are average, just kind of fringe average at best. But because it has such fantastic type combination with bug and electric, it can deal a lot of damage to a lot of different types. Learns a lot of great moves as well. Electroweb, Discharge, can also learn Sucker Punch if you wanted to. But as far as TMs, you can of course teach it Thunderbolt, Volt Switch, which is a pretty cool little move to just change out really quick. And on the bug side of things, Bug Buzz and Signal Beam, you teach it X-Scissor as well, so you can get a good variety of physical as well as special attacks. I just really love the type combination, because you can cover so many grounds with just the two of them. I mean, you're probably going to play it mostly as an electric type, and then you also have that bug in there just as a counter for things like Psychic and Dark.
Yeah. Cool. So, I didn't add much to that because I got a lot to say about it.
Cool.
Number six is Armaldo.
Oh, mine too.
Which is a rock bug.
Yeah, sure is.
Get this, like, should not be, and this is weird, I don't think it should be a bug in the first place. I digress, though. But yeah, it is a rock bug, and I think it's the best of the rock bugs. It's pretty slick. 495 total, 125 attack, 100 defense. That's solid.
Yeah,
45, I don't care about speed, who gives a shit. 75 HP, battle armor, so you can't crit it. That's really, really useful.
Yeah, and you don't need speed with this thing's defensive stats.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Look at these haymakers it gets. Earthquake, Stone Edge, Cross, Poison, Brick. Well, Brick Break's not that strong, but hey, at least you get some tight coverage.
Bulldoze, you can teach it Aerial Ace, which is how Shroom the Breloom died. Flash Cannon, you can teach a Flash Cannon if you really want to exploit that base 70 special attack. what was weird is to me that the only rock type move that it gets on its own is Ancient Power, but you can teach it Rock Slide.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. It's a fossil evolution, so it's a little bit of a pain in the ass to get those leveled up, but you know, you got experience share. This is a really solid brawler.
I agree. So wholeheartedly, I guess that's why we both have that six?
Yep, number six. So let's go to your five.
My five?
Yep.
Oh, Pinsir. Bad boy Pinsir.
Really?
Love Pinsir.
Oh my goodness.
Well, you say, well, you haven't sent him yet, so he must be higher.
Yeah, he sure is.
500 total combined stats, including 125 attack and 100 defense, just like our Armaldo.
Yep.
Hyper Cutter or Mold Breaker, both of which are fantastic, I think.
Yes, indeed.
But, it's a wrecking ball with nice speed. Learns big, big fighting attacks, which is kind of weird. You think maybe it should be a bug. Or, sorry, it should be a fighting as well because of all the fighting stuff they give it.
It's true. It learns more fighting stuff than Heracross, who is a bug fighting.
Yeah. I mean, X-Scissor is the stab bonus that you're going to get. But
yeah,
whatever.
You can't teach it U-Turn, which is weird.
Yeah. And I know we're avoiding six stuff, but hey, at least it gets wind and well. I mean, it gets the Mega Stone, but it takes on a flying type. God damn it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I noticed that too.
So, yeah, I really like Pinsir a lot, and we'll be talking a little bit more about him later, I guess.
Sure will. Skizor is my number five.
Mm.
It's a bug steal from the second gen. It can have Swarm, but you want Technician, especially since he learns a lot of really solid moves that are base 50 or below. Moves like Fury Cutter, Bullet Punch, Metal Claw. Has a lot of really solid stuff that the Technician skill can exploit for you. Now, very good attack, base 130, base 100 defense. Speed is kind of fringy at 65, kind of fringe average on the low end. And yeah, everything else is all right. I mean, the glaring weakness is special attack, which isn't that big a deal because
it's really special attack. You'll find your damage elsewhere.
It's fine. You can have to play those bug stabs, X Scissor, and U Turn are good ones. You can also teach it.
Nice Flash Iron Head.
Yeah, and Brick Break if you want to teach a nice fighting move. Yeah, only has one weakness. Doesn't really have anything to counter it, which is unfortunate. But, you know, this thing is something that you can throw out there against, you know, non-type alignments and expect it to be able to deal out and take a lot of heavy damage.
Yep. Cool. So, on to my number four.
Yep.
Heracross. Bug fighting.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
Again, you say interesting because you must have it very high.
Sure do.
Heracross is awesome. First, let me get that out of the way.
Uh-huh.
500 total, 125 attack, 80 HP. Kind of slow, but who cares?
Yeah.
Got huge haymakers.
I mean,
all day long haymakers.
Not that slow. I mean, base 85.
That's actually not too bad. Close combat, Mega Horn.
Yep.
Glurn's Rock, Ground, Ghost, Dark, Flying. Just a brawler.
Yeah. Can counter three of its four weaknesses. Oh, and I actually did a little bit more in-depth research it. You can have a move set with Heracross that can counter 12 different types.
That's impressive. Yeah. That's really impressive.
Very good. He's very, very good.
Okay.
So, my number four, Volcarona.
Yeah, Volcarona's the shit.
Yeah, here's another fifth gener coming through. Has the ability Flame Body, which is always excellent.
First bug fire.
Yep.
By the way, why did it take the fifth generation
I don't know.
Some of these type combos?
That is the strangest thing. Me and Wes would always... muse about why there isn't a bug fire. Like, why isn't there just a fire ant Pokemon?
Yeah.
That would have been really cool. But, you know, then the fifth gen came along and we got Volcarona, which is cool.
Yep.
Has some very good special stats. Special attack, special defense, speed are all very good. HP is also pretty solid, kind of fringe average on the positive end. Attack and defense are pretty poor at base 60. But this thing is definitely a special attack and defense specialist. Can learn Silver Wind, Bug Buzz, Quiver Dance, which is a pretty cool move. Also, Heat Wave and Fiery Dance. You can also have Hurricane, learns that on its own. In case
not a flying type, move. But...
Right, but still has...
Can learn fly. What the fuck?
Yes, this thing can learn fly. It's true. Oh, also, you can teach a lot of different fire and bug TMs, and it's very good with those if you just want to play your straight stabs. But also, you can have learned Solar Beam, if you feel like it.
Sunny Day, I would presume, as well.
Yep, and Wild Charge, which is an electric move. And because of... it has three weaknesses, and you can counter two of those with just Wild Charge. It's weakness to water and its weakness to flying.
That's not on my build, but it will be.
Yeah. So, I mean, the one downside, and I bring this up because I know Westwood, is that it evolves pretty late, mm-hmm. and Larvesta is not the easiest Pokemon to raise, but Volcarona is such a good payoff. So, yeah. Such a good Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say that this, but I mean, it totally justifies.
Yeah,
they could make this thing evolve at level like 75. I would still say it's worth it.
Nice.
Okay.
So, but maybe if like it were evolving like in the sixth generation to where you're actually getting up to level 80 before you get to the 4. Yeah.
Okay. So on to my number 3.
Yes.
All right, we're in the home stretch.
Yeah.
This is when shit gets great.
Here we go.
Galvantula.
Oh, he's so good, didn't
he? Oh my god, Galvantula.
What
a hoss.
I used him in my first run-through of the 5th generation. He's so good.
Yep.
He's
so good. We don't have to give the run-through of the stats again. The cool thing is the 108 speed, which might as well be its attack, because it learns Electroweb and Electro Ball. And mm-hmm. Electro Ball is, like, the move. This thing could have two moves, and it would be the greatest thing ever, with just, like, you know, Thunder Wave and Electro Ball. You are shutting everything down. Well, I mean, unless it's a ground type.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of this. Like, when we did this, I wanted to collect every single bug, fully evolve them, and kind of play around with them and see what happened. And the second I got a hold of a Galvantula, I just fell in love. It's like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
That's not the best thing ever. There's two that I think are better than it. But also, 5th generation introduced this bug electric combo, which is, well, I mean, come on. Why did it take so long?
Why did it take to the 5th generation to get a bug fire and a bug electric? That's absurd.
And it's just nice to see one that really just exploits the speed ability.
Yeah, it's really nice that the 5th generation actually explored bugs a little bit more. I mean, because you actually also got a useful bug grass.
We can talk about this afterwards, but, I mean, I kind of want you to rank what generation you think was most generous to bugs.
Let's get to that a little bit later. Let's finish off the list first. My number 3 is Shuckle.
You do love your Shuckle.
I don't really need to say anything else about Shuckle. Everybody, he's so damn good.
I mentioned so three good. Builds. What do you think is your, like... solid build that you like.
Right now, I got one that's level 79. I'm grinding a little bit more so that I can just run through the Elite Four with just Shuckle. So that I have that one Hall of Fame slot that's just him. Looking all awesome by himself. And right now, he's got Power Split, which is the main strategy I play because his defense is so massive that if he just shares offense with something else, not only does it make his offense not great, but passable.
You weaken your opponent, too.
Yeah, but and that's really the main objective, is that it weakens the opponent so much that its attacks become virtually useless.
So do you think that the power trick is even necessary? Is it just Garnish?
I don't really use it. I just do Power Split. I actually have a Bug Bite and Rock Slide on mine, so two pretty decent offensive moves. I mean, Bug Bite's all right. It's not great. And then... Toxic as well. No. So because I don't play like the Shuckle competitively, like online or anything, if he gets any kind of trouble, just throw a Hyper Potion on rather than resting.
Yep.
All right, let's go to your 2.
My number 2 is Volcarona. Yep, so it's Bug Fire.
Yeah.
Great combo. And 5th generation is the first one to actually introduce it, which is kind of a shame.
Yeah, it's... I feel like a lot of different generations... play around with different types to make them more useful. Mm-hmm. For example, like the second generation, of course, introduced Dark and Steel. Third generation, I feel like, played around with fighting types a little bit more. And then fourth generation, it didn't really mess with anything too much, but fifth generation took a lot of types and turned them on their heads. Like, you got a bunch of different bugs. It kind of changed around the psychic type and introduced a lot of more defensive psychic type Pokemon rather than just like pure offensive ones. Fifth generation, I feel like, just did so much for a lot of different types that really makes a lot more useful.
It started to fill out a palette.
Yeah.
I think, which is nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just to go off on how great Volcarona is, 550 total, 85 HP, 60-65 attack and defense, who cares? 135 special attack, that's nice. 135. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, 105 amazing. Special defense and 100 speed. It's really surprisingly fast.
Yeah, very, very fast.
It's got really, I think, really good bulk. Has the flame body ability and fly, which makes it the perfect breeding machine. It's the Cadillac of Pokemon. Aside from Talonflame, it's the only one that can actually do that. So if you're not sporting a Talonflame, you're probably doing it with Volcarona. Only thing, and this is kind of crazy, the only really negative thing about it is that if you look at the breeding moves, they're kind of worthless. Which is great. Yeah. It's great that that's the one real flaw I see in this thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's it's unfortunate. But, you know, I wonder how good Larvesta would be as trade bait. Or maybe, like, if you just started, like, breeding up Volcaronas. Yeah. Like, getting up to level 60 and throwing them out there. I wonder what you could get for them.
I mean, I've got, like, we'll talk about my dream team later, but I think I've got the perfect one ever built. So.
Cool. My number two is Pinsir, who I love. Pure bug from the first generation. Never received an evolutionary step, and it does have the Mega now in the sixth gen. But
yeah, I would think that's why. It seems like that's just sort of a little treat they toss him.
But really great attack and defense. Speed is solid as well. Only real lack here is into special attack, which doesn't matter.
Yep.
Learns a lot of fighting type moves. Brick Break, Storm Throw, Vital Throw, Revenge, a lot of different stuff. X Scissor is its main bug stab. Also, you can teach it a bunch of rock and ground moves from TMs, Rock Slide, Earthquake, Bulldoze. You can counter every weakness that this Pokemon has with a single move set if you got your bug, your fighting, rock, and ground in there. So it's it doesn't learn a whole lot of bug moves. But because it can counter every weakness, and it has a ton of other type counters as well. You can have it moves to counter Psychic and Dark, of course, also Normal from its fighting. You can counter Rock from its fighting moves. You can also counter Flying, Fire, Grass, Ice, and Steel.
Good lord.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 types that you can counter with Pinsir. That's amazing. That's great. And that's just from one move set.
Yeah, that's impressive.
So, yep.
Okay, so on to number one, The best bug in the game. Who have I not said?
Skizzer.
Yep.
That's who you haven't said.
The shit, that's so good.
I mean, he's top five, for sure.
So 500 total, 130 attack. It's really awesome. 100 defense. Swarm Technician, like you said, of course you go Technician.
Yep.
A lot of stab physicals, ramps up, great, lots of moves with critical hits and flinch, which is awesome. Big type coverage that I like. You get bug, of course, dark, steel, flying, fight. Get a lot of the staples in. Just great all around. It's the first gen. They got a nice little second step up. Kind of what you think Pinsir maybe should have gotten.
Yeah.
Is what this one got. And just total badass. Thing looks like it's a ninja or something.
So, my number one, the best fighting type of the game, is Heracross. Yeah. Who's a bug fighting from the second gen. Can have Swarm. He can also have Guts, which is the one to go with. Very good attack, and also very good special defense as well. This one's also your mage counter, which is good because its fighting type also gives it a weakness to psychic. It's fast enough to where it's going to get a lot of first hits, and its only real glaring weakness is its special attack. Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Mega Horn is going to be your main bug stab. You can also have a Brick Break in close combat for some fighting stabs. And those fighting stabs are really the only reason I have them above Pinsir, is because they both learn a lot of fighting moves. Heracross is going to be a little bit better with them just because of the stabs.
I don't know. They're so similar, I feel like.
Yeah,
they maybe are. There should have... because Heracross is a second generation.
Right.
Addition to the game, and it almost seems like Heracross is the evolution that should have been a Pinsir or something.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny that neither of them had gotten an evolution until, of course, their mega steps in the sixth gen. But through TMs, very similar to Pinsir, you can teach it Earthquake and Rock Slice. You can have those ground and rock moves. You can also teach Struggle Bug if you want to have another bug stab in there as well. Also, Shadow Claw, so a little bit more diversity to its moves. This one can only counter three of it out of its four weaknesses, which is all right. It's not as good as Pinsir being able to counter everything, but you can have a moveset with Heracross to counter up to 12 different types, which I think I mentioned before.
What does it fail to counter?
Oh, shoot. I'd have to sit down and look through it again.
I'm just curious.
Water, I believe, as well as... Oh, it can counter grass. Ground, maybe?
Mm.
Water, ground. Flying. Maybe electric.
Mm.
Oh, no, because it can learn earthquake. Anyway, I'll find out. We'll get back to you.
Okay.
But yeah, a really excellent offensive Pokemon and some solid defense as well. No real terrible weakness except its special attack.
Yeah.
But yeah, there we go.
I mean, get into these top... I mean, honestly, this top 10 I think is just great.
Yeah. Really fantastic.
Even if you have it at a 2 and I got it at a 6 or whatever the way around, like, I still think that these... Top shelf.
I mean, he still ended up on your dream team, yeah?
Yeah.
As I'm looking at it.
Sure as hell did. Okay.
Yeah.
So I had a bunch of topics I wanted to go over with you, just tangential to bugs in general.
Let's do it.
I got the list right here. This is the one that I thought was the most interesting to start with because we talk about the bugs as being these weak little things that you get right off the bat. And they are the most dominant type in the game as a result of type pairing, if that makes sense. Meaning, like, you will have water ice, but it'll be water first and then it'll be ice. Or you might have, like, ground rock, but it'll be ground first and then rock. There is only one bug type that has, there's only one fully evolved that has a bug as the second thing.
Oh, Armaldo, yeah.
And it's because of that, and it's because it's a fossil. And by the way, the only fossil, this is also interesting, the only fossil that has rock as the secondary type is Tortuga, which is water first.
Right.
Even more so than dragons, bugs are dominant. Like, there's no bug dragon, of course.
Right.
But think about
there
it.
There
like,
should be.
Yeah, and I thought about why, like, why is this the way that it is? And I think, for one, a lot of these are early, you get right off the bat, they want to introduce you to the bug type, so they're pure bugs, that pick up something later on. Like, maybe they'll pick up their, of course, you know, like, say, a Butterfree picks up flying once it's fully evolved, and they start as bug, so you can't really make it, like, flying that also happens to be bug, you really have to go bug first and then flying. But every other type in the game has this weird mishmash where, like, you don't know if the type's going to be first or second or if it's complementary. The game seems to think that if you're a bug, you're a motherfucking bug. And that is what you are. And then it's so weird that they would just introduce electric and fire, two of the stapliest of moves, or two of the, like, stapliest of types in the game, just finally, 5 generations in, actually get to taste the glory of the bug.
And it's funny that you mentioned the electric and fire as staple types, because it's something that I've talked about with Wes a bunch before on podcasts. When I'm building a team, I almost always start with a fire and electric, because that covers so many of your bases.
Yeah, it does. Did you have anything to say to that? This is just something that was really in the back of my mind the whole time I've been doing this.
There was something that... just as a side note that I wanted to mention when you talked about running into bugs early. It is incredibly mean when they throw a rock type gym at you first.
Yeah.
Because when you go against a rock, I mean, the majority of types that you encounter early on, flying and bug. And then you also got your normal in there as well. If you were, say, building a team and early on in the game and you have a flying and a bug, you're going to go into a rock type gym and immediately be at a handicap with two of your Pokemon because they're both weak to rock.
Is it normal? You think you just go normal as the first gym? If you want to be truly fair.
Well,
because everything is going to have some sort of, like, dark. Dark doesn't really even matter or really around the core types that you get or the ones that are coming right out of the gate, because you don't get psychics, basically.
I don't know what would be the perfect gym to start out if you were designing a Pokemon game, because if you were to go normal, you run into a situation where a lot of normal types evolve early, and when they do, they get pretty big stat boosts. I mean, they're not stat boosts that's, you know, going to carry them to the end of the game, but as compared to everything else, like Eradicate can look pretty meaty next to your, you know, Squirtle, who hasn't evolved yet.
That's true.
So, I don't know what the ideal type would be. You know, I always thought it would be kind of cool if they designed a Pokemon game to where you can start in any town you want. And whatever direction...
Oh, like Mega Man. Pick the levels as you want, and hopefully you've got the right things to do.
And what they would do is the Pokemon that you would go to in the gym would correspond to how many badges you have. So let's say that geographically you're going into the fourth gym, you have 0 badges. They're going to throw a different set of Pokemon at you than, like, say, if you started something else, you have 6 badges and you were to walk into that same gym. Mm-hmm. So depending on your skill level, it would adjust.
You know, you would think that the way that the gyms work is that there wouldn't be one gym leader. You would be challenged by whatever the gym thinks is appropriate for you.
Right.
Whatever they think is their most substantial challenge that's definitely going to win from their side.
Right. And that's something that, you know, the overall narrative and world construction of Pokemon is generally very simple. It's as if, you know, no one else in the world is going on this Pokemon journey except, you know, that small group
from
of kids that's leaving through that one town.
It's like, wow, what a great path for me to go down.
Right, exactly. It's a good thing I didn't start all
Man,
the way
up
there.
It's a good thing the narrative really lended me this way. It's a good thing I didn't run into the fucking legendary and then lose it right off the bat.
Right.
Or have it incinerate me.
So, I don't know, it's something that would be cool if they messed with. That sort of formula of how you progress through the game. And, you know, they've gotten to the point where their maps are getting a little bit more linear than they used to be. I mean, especially after, like, Nuzlocking the third-gen map and going through the fourth-gen as well.
There are quite a few forks in the road.
Yeah, and it's a really winding path that it sets you on. Whereas, you know, in the fifth-gen, just go around the circle. Just circle the map. That's your path. Go for it. And in something like that, if you're going to get that simplistic with your world design, it would be cool if they just kind of messed with the way you progress through it, if it's going to be such a linear path. Anyway, that's a weird tangent to get on from bug types.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to do is, and I've never felt such a strong compulsion to do this, I want to redraw the types. And I started making the list, and I got about a third of the bugs that I don't think are the right type. And I'll start right off the bat, Masquerain. Should either be a bug water or a bug ice.
I go bug water,
mm-hmm.
just because.
And there's no bug waters aside from it, like the Surskit, which you're not going to keep it a Surskit.
No, absolutely not. That'd be
ridiculous. And bug, it's not even like bugs hate water. Bugs are all over the fucking water. Like, mm-hmm. have you ever been to a lake? There's bugs everywhere. Like, I mean, there's just bugs everywhere in general, but there's a lot of bugs at the lake.
Yeah.
I mean, you're basically like, ice is such a weird thing. I can maybe understand why there's not one. I mean, like, think of Hawlucha, how interesting it is that there's now a fighting, flying type.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. That's really clever. But Bug Ice, I think that would be a really dream combo.
So Bug Water and Bug Ice, they don't, correct me if I'm wrong here, but if you were to have a Bug Water, that would give you, that would counter its weakness to fire, but you still have the weakness to flying,
rock. Open up electric.
Yeah, open up electric.
Grass,
but bug is resistant to grass.
To it, so
yes,
you're just
so that
be quarter.
So yeah, you would be weak to rock, electric, and flying. That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's manageable.
Yeah, I was expecting to have a bit more weakness than that, but yeah, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Next in line,
mm-hmm.
Ninjask. Fuck, why is it bug flying? It's bug dark. So obviously bug dark. Look at the thing. It's designed to be this sneaky little fucking prison ship that gets you from the back. Like, clearly it's bug dark.
Yeah, that would be cool.
A Selgore for the exact same reason. Bug dark. It's only got the bug type, should be bug dark. And I think there should be some pure bug types. That's fine. Pinsir, I think, is a good example of a bug type. Volbeat and Illumise should be bug anything. Fairy, fire, electric, or psychic, I think, are all fitting. I mean, because, for starters, they actually are imbued with electric energy. And that's the idea, is that one is electric and one is fire-based. So they should either be, technically, one should be electric and one should be fire, I think. But they're so adorable, they clearly look like they should be fairy types. And even psychic, because who the hell cares? Give them something. Give them anything to make them useful.
Yeah, to make them interesting, at least.
And I haven't really thought about...
Make them tempting to use. And I mean, even if you're just like baiting someone, like, hey, you want to use this bug psychic? Like, yeah, I want to use it. But guess what? It sucks. I mean, at least you're making it alluring in some way, rather than just getting the fucking Pokeball and getting the PC.
Yep. And I think like this is a good point to make, that there probably a lot of these are avoided just logistically, like, mm-hmm. for the reasons that you're going to get some crazy, crazy type disadvantages.
Yeah.
That's probably why you don't see a lot of these.
And I feel like, and just to go off on this tangent again, the third and the fourth generation, especially, it just seemed like they were loading guys in. Like, let's just expand the Pokedex. Let's just get guys in there because you got to collect them all. Let's get some more creatures guys and put them in there. And they weren't really thinking through what would be interesting in terms of design.
Yeah.
And that's something that they really turned around in the fifth generation.
Mm-hmm. Ladian. Mm-hmm. Should not be, again, bug flying. Somebody has bug flying. It's clearly bug fighting.
Yeah, bug fighting. No question.
And I think it's missing a third stage. It looks like it's missing a third stage, I believe.
Yeah. Just something to give it a little bit more offense. And, you know, you could say the same thing about a Rhydos.
Yeah.
Is, you know, maybe a third stage make you a little bit more useful.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these are just missing altogether. Like, some things I just don't understand, like, why they don't have multiple versions of these. Like, why do we just have one bug fighting? Why is there just one bug fire, mm-hmm. one bug electric, one bug ghost, which is a gimmick into itself?
Yeah, we have so many bug flying and bug poison that, yeah things can be messed with a little bit.
Yeah, it's normal, psychic, ice, dragon, dark, fairy, water, ground, and I put an asterisk by ghost because they're shedded to just exist.
And to your point about bug dragon, and you actually made this point when we were doing our first take of this recording.
It's counterintuitive, yes.
Yeah, because bugs, you get so early on, and they're easy to raise, and they have low stats, whereas dragons, you get late in the game, they're hard to raise, and they turn to be these really amazing Pokemon. And I think that it would be a cool dichotomy of types. I mean, you could just do it with a Haxorus, who looks a little bit like a
bug.
You're
right, actually, you're totally right.
So, and I actually said that since, you know, me and Wes discovered his final step in the fifth generation. Like, he looks like a bug dragon. That would be a cool type.
Yeah.
As far as weaknesses, that would make him weak to rock. He'd be weak to fighting. He'd be weak to ice and dragon because of the dragon type. It counters his weakness to fire. So, yeah, just the four type weaknesses I can think of offhand, which is pretty solid. And then, yeah, that'd be a really amazing type combo.
I got plenty more.
Yeah, let's
Armaldo. And this is weird because Armaldo should not be a bug in the first place. It's a shrimp. Shrimps aren't fucking bugs, Game Freak. Get this in your head.
Right.
I think
they're not the bugs of the sea.
It's clearly a rock water, which shouldn't be the Tortuga. It should be this. Fortress. Hey, guess what? It's not a bug. It's a pine cone. Right? This isn't right at all. No. This is not a bug. I don't care what's hiding inside the pine cone. It's not that.
And it's funny because Pineco is just a straight bug.
Yeah.
Not a grass type because he is a fucking plant.
Which, yeah, it's clearly should be grass steel. Grass dominant, too. Grass and steel. Because it's a, you know.
Yeah, and
it's
see,
a fortified tree.
And see, that's the weird thing is that, you know, all, like,
by its name, but it's fucking fortified.
C-Dot is a grass type because it is like an acorn or something, yeah. Whatever it's supposed to be. Pine cone, like, no, that's a bug. Acorns are plants, pine cones are bugs. Yeah. That's the way the world works in Pokemon.
Way to go, Japan. You're fucking everything up. Okay. Vespiquen should be a bug psychic. And
that would be kind of cool.
It can fly. And the thing that makes me think it should be a bug psychic is because it is the queen bee,
mm-hmm.
which, like, it doesn't communicate psychically, but it the entire hive lives and reacts based upon what the queen is doing.
Yeah, and there's no dance type.
Yeah.
So.
It's, God, please give it to that. And again, a lot of this is me wanting to soften up the number of bug flyings that they have, which seems so arbitrary, considering how few of them actually can fly.
It just gives them a double weakness.
Yeah.
What advantage does it have to be a flying type?
Just two more quick ones.
Yeah.
Crustle, I say it's a bug ground. I think there's way too... They have this bug rock combo, but no bug ground. And I understand, it's a tectonic plate sitting on its back. It clearly seems like it's oriented towards the ground and not just being made of, you know, big old chunks of rock.
I'd be down for that. Just as a quick side note, I just mentioned, like, remarked about how being a bug flying gives you no advantage. It does give you advantage to being immune to ground. Bugs are already fucking resistant to ground.
Yep, so how about that?
Yep.
Also, Mothim, I think, would fit better as a bug psychic because they give you those three clearly ramped up psychic moves. It just seems fitting.
Yeah, and you know, you could do this. You could say the same thing about Butterfree. Dustox kind of feels more like a poison Pokemon than a psychic.
Yeah.
But yeah, all three of those use those psychic moves.
Okay.
But it's definitely a type that hasn't been done justice for how useful it can be.
Okay. Well, next topic to get into, because we've danced around this. Well, this should be a list of all of the bugs with the generations in which they come out. What do you think are the most generous, and what do you think are the most worst? Most worst. The worst. clearly, if I were to, six is introduced one bug. They give you one bug.
Well, but six doesn't really introduce a whole lot of Pokemon. You got the starters. You got a fire and electric type. You got a few fairies. I think they introduced like 60 individual species of Pokemon, which I think worked out to like maybe 30 different branches of species. Which, you know, one bug, I mean, I don't really blame them. It's unfortunate that it was just like another little worm to cocoon to butterfly branch. But if I were to rank them, I would go 5-2-1 4-3.
Yeah, that sounds about right. 3 and 4 are very, very bad.
Yeah.
5 is obviously amazing, as is 2. 1 is like the staple bugs. And yeah. Then 6 just might as well not exist.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, I understand. I understand why they did it. I mean, the sixth generation a lot of times gets referred to as kind of like a reboot for the series, kind of as a way of introducing more people to the series, just by having a lot of Pokemon available at the beginning from across a lot of different generations. I keep on going back to this like on different podcasts, but the fifth generation was so much better. Have you played yet any of the fifth generation games, Black and White?
Yeah, I'm going through Black and White 2. Does that count?
Okay, well, yeah, kind of. But Black and White 2, they also have available Pokemon from other generations. And the first Black and White, you have that Pokedex of 150, all entirely original. And they're also really well balanced and really well dispersed throughout the entire map. I feel like the progression of the game was pitch perfect. There's no real like overly powerful types. I've gushed so many times about the fifth generation that I'm kind of losing track of what I've talked about and what I haven't talked about. But as far as like a reboot of the series, the fifth generation just did it so incredibly well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right, one last thing to build up for this. I went as whole hog into this as I had with any of these other type things that we've done before, the type rankings. So I built what I think is my dream team of bugs and got them all up to level 100. So I was
done.
Yeah, I worked really, really hard at this. I spent a lot of time in the restaurant Lowell using O powers and lucky eggs and the XP share. That's basically how it all happened. And I think a lot of these you are probably going to agree with. I imagine your Heracross would probably make yours.
Maybe no question.
Using mostly just Earthquake, Brick Break, and Mega Horn. I have Leer on it, but I don't think I even use Leer. So, but there it is. Volcarona. I think. And by the way, a lot of this is about type.
I would just recommend go ahead and throwing Rock Throw onto that, or Rock Slide onto that Heracross. Yeah, that'll.
That's actually a really good idea. I'm gonna do that right now.
That'll round out that weakness to flying. Uh-huh. It's a double weakness to flying, too, so...
Yeah.
It's good to have that counter.
But so I got Volcarona on here.
Mm-hmm.
I got Pinsir.
Yep, very good.
Got Skizzer. Galvantula, because I just gushed about Galvantula. And Masquerain, which I think is probably the only one you might disagree with, but I think I could justify that just because of type.
Yeah, to get that type diversity in there. Yeah, I can understand that just to get your ice and your water moves in. Personally, I'd probably pick all of those other five just because it also gives you a really nice balance between your really heavy physical hitters and your special attack hitters, and it gives you a lot of different diversity over the different types of Pokemons that you can battle and be effective against. I'd probably throw Shuckle in there, just because I have a soft spot for Shuckle. And
you know, I didn't include any rocks. Like, the Bug-Rock combo is really generous in this game, too, because you get some good options.
Yeah. But I'd go with Shuckle, just because... He also provides that that counter to where you have all these really offensive heavy hitters. Now try getting through this guy.
Yep.
Anyway. So, anything else you want to bring up, or should we close it out?
We've been, hour and 40 minutes? So
yep.
That's enough.
I'll probably splice in a few music breaks here and there, but yeah, that should wrap us up for today.
All right, that's
fun. And yeah, that was good. I think the next and the last type we have to rank are the dragons, which will be fun. my other favorite type besides bug. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to kind of plant this idea in Wes's head, but you know, once we get through all the rankings here, and then we'll probably get into like the remake of Ruby and Sapphire, because those will be coming out by the time we're
that's like November, right?
Done. Yeah, November 21st, I think.
I'm stoked.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. And then you know, by the time we're done just dissecting that game a little bit, maybe we'll get into like some Nuzlocke or something. But I think I thought it would be kind of cool to go back, look at the rankings me and Wes have already done, redoing, and kind of seeing how our opinions have shifted.
Yeah.
Based on what we think of these different Pokemon now.
And really, then I've only done a couple. I've done ground, normal, mm-hmm. bug.
Yeah, and then we could also start mixing in the sixth generation Pokemon as well, because we haven't done that.
Yeah.
And then maybe we find a way to account for Mega Evolutions.
I need to go back and listen to your Ghost episode, I'm curious, because Ghost is probably my favorite type.
Ghost, I pissed Wes off, because I actually did include Mega Gengar in there, who is very clearly the best, yes. But yeah, anyway, but next month will be Dragons, next week, and I think me and Wes are set to record on Sunday. He feels bad for missing this recording, so on Sunday, and of
course, technically he was here for it, it just,
yeah, but he was actually supposed to, it's Tuesday, in case anyone was wondering when I'm recording here, he was supposed to meet up with me Monday night to do a quick ranking, and then I was gonna, you know, just kind of knit the two shows together, like the first half would be me and Wes, and the second half would be me and you,
half of 3 hours and 30 minutes.
We probably would have gotten through our list quicker, because we just end up shouting at each other. And I was like, no, let's just move on, because I'm not going to convince you you're a moron. Because he'd probably rank Shuckle real low.
Just to spite you.
Yeah,
just
pretty, to piss yeah, you yeah, off. Exactly. He'd be trolling me the whole time. But he's actually going to go through his rankings real quick, and we can troll him, you know, if you're available on Sunday. Sunday evening. Because he wants to get his rankings in, and then we're just going to be a free-for-all of any kind of random game. So it's the mini show. Any games you want to talk about are fair game.
Sweet.
That'll be the Super Nintendo show, and then we'll wrap it up with the official show at the end of the month. So until then, everybody.
All right, later.